Depression sufferers may have a new choice for treatment. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, C. Michael White, distinguished professor and chair of pharmacy practice at the University of Connecticut School of Pharmacy, explains.
Most antidepressant therapies take weeks to start working, but some patients have such severe symptoms they do not have time to wait. There are only two options for quicker relief of severe depression symptoms and suicidal thoughts. The most effective option is electroconvulsive therapy, also called ECT, where patients are put under anesthesia and then their brains are shocked by electricity. The other option is ketamine, an anesthesia agent that treats depression through its unique dissociative effects. Both options are given repeatedly to patients a few times a week for a couple of weeks. We wondered if combining ketamine with ECT would provide more benefits than using traditional anesthesia agents such as propofol, methohexital, or thiopentone with ECT. We found 17 trials with almost 1,200 patients who received either ketamine or another anesthesia agent with their ECT and conducted a meta-analysis of their results. Patients receiving ketamine anesthesia were 78% more likely to achieve clinical remission by the end of the trials than those receiving another anesthesia drug, and better reductions in depression symptom scores were evident as early as the third ECT session. However, ketamine anesthesia was associated with more side effects when people initially regained consciousness after ECT, including more fear with hallucinations, delirium, and high blood pressure, but these effects quickly resolved. As the old adage says, if you can't beat them, join them. Clinical trial results suggest that patients who have tried ECT with regular anesthesia but did not get enough benefit could achieve additional benefits by switching to ketamine as the anesthesia drug before ECT, but could have some additional side effects.
That was C. Michael White of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.